This is JIS News coming up. Government to spend some $3 billion on major social infrastructure projects. NWA to begin rehabilitation of roadway between Santa Maria and Sligoville this week. And contracts signed for upgrading of the potable water distribution system in eastern Westmoreland. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Now the news. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the government is slated to spend an estimated $3 billion on major social infrastructure projects over the next three financial years. This will include improvements to the social infrastructure and programs benefiting sugar-dependent communities, with some $1.4 billion allocated this fiscal year to undertake those projects.
This expenditure has already begun to impact some 9,000 persons, including women and children in sugar communities island-wide. With the continued support of the EU, we will continue these efforts over the period to the end of 2016.
Minister Clark was speaking at the official opening ceremony for the newly renovated Tollgate Community Center and Sports Complex in Clarendon on January 9. The National Works Agency, NWA, is to begin rehabilitation of the roadway between Santa Maria and Sligoville in St. Catherine this week. Rehabilitation works is expected to be completed within 6 months. Communication and Customer Services Manager Stephen Shaw says upon completion, the route will serve as one of the alternatives to the Bogwalk Gorge.
What we are seeking to do is to ensure that in the event of the Bogwalk Gorge being an issue, persons will have a suitable alternative to get into and out of Kingston.
The $171 million road rehabilitation project is being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank and the Government of Jamaica and is being carried out by contractor General Paving Company under the management of the NWA. The NWA will host a town hall meeting at 6 this evening at the James Mountain Community Center to inform residents about the project. The government recently signed two contracts totaling $80 million for the upgrading of the potable water distribution system in eastern Westmoreland. One contract valuing $42 million was signed to cover work in the Leamington-Cedar Valley area, while the other, valued at approximately $38 million, will cover the Bethel Town-Argyle Mountain area. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says this is part of plans to achieve universal coverage for potable water by the year 2030. He was speaking at the recent contract signing and groundbreaking ceremony in the Cedar Valley area. More than 13,000 residents are expected to benefit from the improved water supply. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has planned an information session for this Saturday, January 18, to provide details about the recruitment of articulated trailer drivers to fill vacancies in Canada. This in collaboration with Canadian recruiting firm ProHire Solutions and Canadian employers, along with the Brownstown Community College, which will provide basic training and orientation for drivers. The free session will be held at the Conference Center of Club Rio Hotel in Otaria, St. Anne, from 6 to 8 p.m. Registration begins today, January 13, at Ministry of Labour Parish offices islandwide. Registration closes Thursday, January 16. Interested applicants must sign up in person and will be required to present a valid tractor-trailer articulated license to complete the registration process. Members of the public are being reminded that no monies should be paid as recruitment fee to submit resumes, to add or include names on lists, or for introduction to anyone associated with the recruitment process. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.